Willard was thrilled, and he suggested that the board was willing to give him a massive stock grant. "Let me be straight with you," Jobs replied. "What I'd rather have is an airplane. We just had a third kid. I don't like flying commercial. I like to take my family to Hawaii. When I go east, I'd like to have pilots I know." He was never the type of person who could display grace and patience in a commercial airplane or terminal, even before the days of the TSA. Board member Larry Ellison, whose plane Jobs sometimes used — Apple paid $102,000 to Ellison in 1999 for Jobs' use of it — had no qualms. "Given what he's accomplished, we should give him 5 airplanes," Ellison argued. He later said it was the perfect thank you gift for Steve, who had saved Apple and gotten nothing in return. So Willard happily granted Jobs' wish with a Gulfstream 5 and also offered him 14 million stock options. Jobs gave an unexpected response. He wanted more. 20 million options. Willard was baffled and upset. The board had authority from the stockholders to give out only 14 million. "You said you didn't want any, and we gave you a plane, which you did want," Willard said. "I hadn't been insisting on options before," Jobs replied, "but you suggested it could be up to 5% of the company in options, and that's what I now want."